I thought you were taking off today. Great. I just wanted to tell you, I just finished with Henry and John. I'm just delighted that the fencing worked out really fine. The only concern I have with your head, or you answered in that, that is, I, as far as the numbers are concerned, I'm not, that is about, well, I just want to be sure that Larry is on board so that he doesn't go around our backs to the right wingers and our other mothers, you know, and the Stewart. So as I understand, he now is defending with the fencing budget. Is that correct? Right. Well, then, if the deal is made, and we'll stick by it. Where do you find, what number do you find to get to? I didn't ask the number. I just said it was an on-track. And they said, well, Larry's on, Larry's defending. So that's that. So, 76.8. I'll get Larry one of these days. Well, now let's fight for this. And that's the main thing. And we'll be all right. On the other one that I had a question about, that John raised the water bill with, and he said that as far as you were concerned, we had great budgetary implications, but that you would understand anything that we felt I had to sign the land thing. No. Well, that's for the future. What can we do in terms of appropriation in the future? And I suppose George would face an almost certain override, and so what do you think we have to do it? Well, I want you to know that my whole, as you know, I'm not keen on the water to begin with. And second, I recognize the budgetary implications, but I think politically, I just don't think we can borrow this trouble from there. I just feel like what I have to do, unless you feel that if you feel strongly, I'll veto it. But I just don't think I want to have a veto fight about this. Also, the bills must be up too much, and I don't think we'll do it. So is that all right with you? All right. You've got to do something, huh? Is that all right with you? I know that George, your facts will be right, with everybody's nuts on this subject, but I think we're going to have to start common sense every time we can do something about it. Now, the other things, obviously, but you can tell John that they want to meet you for a conductor. I told him, thank you, I talked to you about it. But go ahead on I'll sign the land bill. But we'll find ways to screw it up the way we can. Okay. Other items to your outstanding letter. How's the, I guess the, government of money supply, we've got about as far as we can turn it out now. I mean, as far as my influence on him, that's what I would really get. And he said, I'm on the line. All right. Well, you watch it and remind me that if somebody has to talk to him again, I'll go. Next time, I'll just bring him in. What? Yeah. Well, you just got to realize that like it is with Berger, virtually the same deal. And it's the way it ought to be. And I'm going to name these people. Poor Henry, of course, is so worried about any effects. And I said, Henry, we did the best we could. We saved 40% of the man's country when it all should be developed and lost. And as far as the people of this country are concerned, they're just glad we stayed out of it. Don't you think that's true? They don't want us to get involved in that. way which can be paid. Okay, bye.